Only three Wisconsin counties used punch card ballots in the 2000 election, and since then they've all been replaced. Now nearly 90% of Wisconsin voters use optical scan ballots. About 10% use paper ballots, which are marked and counted by hand. Wisconsin has not followed the example of states like Georgia and Maryland, which will use electronic touchscreen voting in all their precincts this year. Activist groups have criticized those machines, saying they give the companies that sell and program them too much power. State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says they're also expensive.
I mean, the November election every 2 years, you're going to need one for every 300 voters. And in some of our polling places, that could be 5, 6, 7, or 8 of those machines at those elections. But frankly, in the September primary, the April election, and the February primary, you wouldn't need them. So you're buying a piece of equipment that just sits around and doesn't get used.
There is one Wisconsin city that uses electronic voting machines, but they're different than the models being sold today. Peshtigo City Clerk Marianne Wills says people in her precincts vote by punching light-up buttons instead of a touch-sensitive screen. She says the city operates the 1980s equipment on its own.
We do the programming. We have an in-house technician, you know, so the programming and the setup, formulating the ballot, we do that in-house on our computers. We're not real dependent on any outside supplier.
The biggest changes to Wisconsin's voting systems will likely come in the next couple years. That's because by January 2006, all precincts are supposed to be equipped for voters with disabilities. Right now, most fall short of that goal. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.